thing which is known, survival of the fittest. And people tend to believe, and we do observe certain phenomena in which the one who is the fittest does survive. If we see on the religious scene, or in the scenario is religious, it is just the reverse. It is the weakest who actually survives eventually. Although they do get the strength in some other sense, of which is actually partly the answer of my question, this spiritual strength.
You have already solved it, in fact.
But still I wanted the explanation that what connection does it have, that spiritual strength, with the physical.
According to the Holy Quran, the same rule applies to both the spiritual world as well as the ordinary material world. Because I have been very often quoting the verse, is the first verse of Surah Al-Mulk. Tabarak al-lazi wa yadahi al-mulku wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Not the first, and the first two, three. Al-lazi khalaqa al-mawta wal-hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. This is exactly the same statement in different words, that Allah has created the system of death and the system of life. I translate it as system, not just death and life, but all the concomitant factors, to find out who deserves to survive better. Now, if you look at the principle of struggle for survival of the fittest, this is exactly the translation of that. But the survival of the fittest is not by itself a rule or a law. It is dependent upon struggle for existence. So both go together. And the Holy Quran in this verse has mentioned both the factors. Struggle for existence has been mentioned in terms of life and death and the mutual effort to overcome each other. And no better picture could be painted for the struggle for existence than these words, that we have created life and death, and a struggle between them is creating that situation which we can call survival of the fittest. And in other verses as well, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the same principle in different ways. For instance, the Holy Quran tells us, أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَسَالَتْ أَوْدِيَةٌ بِقَدَرِهَا فَاحْتَمَلَ السَّيْلُ زَبَدًا رَّابِيًا فَأَمَّا مَا يَنفَعُ النَّاسَ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ يَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً وَأَمَّا مَا يَنفَعُ النَّاسَ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That Allah has sent water from the heavens which fills the valleys, and then the same process carries some zabad, froth, useless, you know, things which are carried by the flood, waste and froth and things carried on the surface of the flood. So it says it carries zabad, which is froth in fact, and that goes waste. It doesn't come to any use. Amma ma yanfau nasa, that which is good for the people, which is for their benefit, yamkusu fil ardh, it stays in the earth. Now, in fact, in reality, all the new soil which is left by the floods is always the best for the earth, and it's very useful. And the froth which is on the top, it's meaningless. So survival of the fittest has again been described in a different way. Also, there are other verses of the Holy Quran where survival of the fittest has been mentioned in their own relative perspectives. So there is no denying this fact. So how could it be possible then that the same principle is denied by Allah as far as the religious phenomena is concerned? It's not denied. What the Holy Quran says is this, that according to you, the fittest is the one who is more materialistic, who has turned away from religion and God, and he is more powerful. But in the eyes of Allah, the fittest is the one who establishes his contact with the creator and lives with the strength gained by that contact, that relationship which he has gained between him and the creator, that is more powerful, that has greater capability to stay and overwhelm all other forces of death. So here the term life and death would mean two different things. Not ordinary life, which we understand here, and ordinary death, but a spiritual life and spiritual death. When they come into clash, because the spiritual life has a better chances of survival because it is the fittest, so it will overcome the material forces which oppose it. Now, this is the struggle which we see during the coming of prophets. Apparently, they are weak materialistically. If that were all the factors which would go to the computer, the result should be that they would be definitely totally annihilated. Because in terms of worldly materials and strength, they have been totally outweighed and outnumbered, and there is no chance of their survival because they are not fit in the material terms. But if there is such a factor, as has been mentioned in the Holy Quran many a time, that there is a God and He does establish His relationship between Him and those who seek, then that factor is overwhelmingly strong. Whatever may be the odds against them materially, this factor would offset all those odds and they must come out victorious. So the rule is not broken. Only one end of the rule is not seen by the materialistic eye. That is in the ghaib. And the whole religious phenomena is ghaib, that is absent from the eye.